Many East Asians carry a common genetic mutation called an ALDH2 deficiency. It's this mutation that causes their faces to become very red or flushed when they drink. Researcher Philip Brooks from the U.S. National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism explains how it happens.
When you drink alcohol, it's first metabolized to another chemical called acetaldehyde. That's the first metabolite of the alcohol. That acetaldehyde is then normally metabolized to another chemical that's basically harmless. So individuals with the ALDH2 deficiency can't metabolize the acetaldehyde into this non-toxic chemical. So the acetaldehyde builds up in their blood, and it's the buildup of that acetaldehyde that causes them to get the red face and the flushing and the nausea.
Brooks worked with Japanese researcher Akira Yokoyama, who's been looking at the problem for a long time. They examined data from Japan and Korea, where many people have this ALDH2 deficiency. Despite the discomfort, facial flushing, and nausea, many of them still drink large quantities of alcohol. Brooks says they've found that these drinkers end up developing a form of esophageal cancer at rates 6 to 10 times greater than for people who don't have the genetic mutation.
In general, esophageal cancer is very deadly, and the 5-year survival rate is between 12 and maybe 30%.
Brooks and Yokoyama found that the more a person with ALDH2 deficiency drank, the higher their chances of developing this deadly esophageal cancer.
This flushing response is very valuable in the sense for doctors, because if they have a patient at East Asian descent and they want to know if they're ALDH2 deficient, they basically just have to ask them a couple of questions about their experience with alcohol and flushing. And that doesn't cost anything.
Brooks says the main goal of publishing this paper is to get doctors talking to their patients with the ALDH2 deficiency about limiting their intake of alcohol. Brooks and Yokoyama's paper is published in the journal PLOS Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.